Okay. This is my first podcast. Hold on. Okay. Sorry about that. This is my first podcast. I'm really excited to see how this goes for me. Just gonna talk about my daily life and just me and, like, I don't know, just tell you guys some stories, so let's get started. So over the summer, I went to Canada. Yeah, it might sound kind of boring, but to be honest, it was actually so fun. I went to Canada for a week. First off, let's talk about the traveling part. The traveling part was brutal. 15-hour bus ride. Alright, get this. It's a nice bus. But there is absolutely zero legroom. Saying that, I'm 6'2", so that made it even harder for me to make myself comfortable in any way. I literally couldn't even sleep at night because I literally wanted to cut my legs off. They hurt that bad. And I'm not just saying that, like, it was awful. One night, or literally the only night, so on the way there, when we were going to sleep, my legs hurt so bad, I decided to just lay on the floor, and that was like a whole life changer. It felt amazing. It felt like I hadn't slept in a bed in my entire life, or like slept fully extended in my entire life. It felt so good. That was the most brutal part about the entire trip there. But then we gotta watch some movies, which was nice. We only made one stop, which sucked, because it low-key made me constipated. it's not healthy. We made one stop. Wasn't too bad. But, I mean, just from Idaho alone, there were, like, over 100 kids going. And on this trip, like, there were a total of, like, I think, 500 kids going. So, we took up Idaho alone. Took up, like, a fourth or a fifth of, like, all of camp. It was incredible. But the thing that sucked for me was I didn't have a lot of friends on this trip, so and I suck at, like, meeting new friends and then talking to new people, so that was tough for me. But it was good overall. This trip was like a once in a lifetime opportunity, I felt like, so I did not take it for granted. There was so much to do. We had the ocean right next to us. I went out and kayaked and saw like a bunch of seals, and like, it was incredible, man. It was so beautiful. There's a rope swing you could jump off into in the ocean. You could catch little white baby jellyfish. it didn't, I thought it was going to be like really weird to like hold them, but it just felt like a grape. It's like the perfect like description of like how to describe it. It's like a grape. And a couple of times, so these jellies and little jellyfish were small. They were like literally the size of a grape almost, but like they were all squishy, and it sounds weird, but me and my friends, we picked some out of the water and we skipped them like skipping rocks. Oh gosh, I hope this doesn't make me sound bad, but they were okay. Not really, but it was fun. And then there's this red jellyfish and they're like huge and they're poisonous, and if they sting you it hurts really bad. So I saw a couple of those and stayed away from all those. And before the trip and before camp, there were sightings of orca whales there. So I was hoping to like get some pictures of those, but we never ended up seeing any. And the dumb thing about this was you actually had to like bring your own like camera. You couldn't use your phone. We had our phones taken away for a week. So it sucks because I had to borrow my friend's camera. So that was that. But not gonna lie, guys, probably was gonna make this a really short podcast just because it's late where I am. And just gonna say a couple of other things. If you guys like want to go check out my YouTube channel, you guys can, it'd be greatly appreciated. I'm gonna get back to vlogging. I haven't vlogged in a really long time, but I'm gonna get back to it and start making more content, you know. All you have to do is search up Trey Nelson, and then it should be a picture of me holding like a little flower and like me in like a red flannel. I can't remember like what it is exactly, but I think you guys will figure it out. But yeah, that's my YouTube. I do that. I play baseball. But back to the Canada thing, man. Okay. So on the bus ride home from where we were, oh my gosh. So we have leaders. So we have a guy leader and a girl leader on the bus. And the girl leader, oh my man, she was something else. I wanted to punch her square in the face. As bad as that sounds, it's true. But I know I couldn't. It sounds awful, but no. But the reason why I don't like her so much is because she always like gave me, specifically me, like nasty looks, and it just made me really upset. So, and then we watched movies. I think I mentioned that before, but we watched movies, and we were doing votes. We were doing bus. We were like voting to like see which movie we're gonna watch. And the dude leader, John, he's like listing off all the names of movies, and then he's like announcing, he's like, Nacho Libre, and everyone was like going crazy. Everybody wanted to watch that movie. And the lady leader, her name is Lauren, I think, she stepped in. She's like, no, we are not watching that movie this entire trip home. And that's when I knew I hated her. I know hate's a strong word, don't use it very much, but she made me so upset, bro. Can't stress enough, man. Cause like, we just wanted to watch a good movie. I don't know about you guys, but that movie is very good. Definitely a top 10 for me. But she just always had to get her way. It was so annoying. But it's whatever, man. Canada, it was beautiful. There was, like I said, rope swings. There's a rope course we did in the trees. You go up high in the trees and do like this little rope course. It was so cool. There was zip lining. We got to do that. There was frisbee golf. There was volleyball. Went hard in volleyball. I'm trying to think what else. It's been over like a month and a half since I was there, but sorry, I'm really tired. That's so much. The food, this food was so good. They fed me well, man, let me tell you. But the weird thing was, is that every night the dessert was the same. Well, not the same, but like, it was always pies. It was like nothing else. It was just pies. Like, just different types of pies every night. I don't know, it's just kind of weird. There was a hike. Oh my. Let me tell you about this hike real quick, and then I'm gonna go. This hike, bro, so fun. It was a legit hike too. You can like slide across rocks, and like, we were going vertical. When I mean vertical, like, just hold your hand straight up. Like, that's how steep the mountain was. It was insane. But they had like this little rope you could hold on to, so in case you slip, you don't like fall down the mountain. That's how like, it's a steep it was, and I'm telling you. But what was I gonna say? No, it was legit. It was so good. I went in Converse, and they served their justice. They did so well on this hike, bro. It was so fun. Yeah, it was great. It was a great time. Then you get to the top of the hike, and then, oh yeah, that's what happened. We get to the top of the, okay, let me start from the beginning. So we're going this hike, me and John, my leader, and we asked all of the kids from like my school to see if they wanted to go with us, and every single one of them said no. So I was the only one from my school to go on this this hike, and you know, there are a bunch of other kids going, like a lot. And we get to the top, and then the leaders from Eagle were like, okay, Eagle kids, this is a school by the way, alright Eagle kids, get in for a group picture. And literally, I'm not kidding, literally every single one of the kids but me were from Eagle, and I was the only one left out. And it was so awkward. I was just the only one standing to the side, just by myself. It was so awkward, man. Because, like, I thought I was going to miss other kids from around my district, like my school district. But apparently not. So, it was interesting, man. But, no, it was good time, great time. That hike was so fun. And on the way, it was on the way down, it was super fun too. You had to like jump over rocks and stuff. And really just, I don't know. I just like hikes, so I don't know. Alright man, that's all the time I've got for the day. I'll probably make another podcast tomorrow. Give me your feedback. I don't know if you can comment on these. It's my first podcast ever, so I'll see you guys another time.